We're doing Chafetz Chaim. We're up to the fifth chapter, the sixth paragraph, page Kuf Yutet. V'da'od klal pashut, the Chafetz Chaim says, I want you to know another simple rule, b'inyan lashon hara, with regards to lashon hara. We're on page Kuf Yutet, the fifth chapter, the sixth paragraph. Shetalui lefi ha'ish, shu medaber alav. Lashon hara is very dependent on who we are talking about. V'yimatzei, it can be found, we're in the second line of the sixth paragraph, she'echad omer davar echad al shnei anashim, a person will say the same sentence about two people. Be'echad hu mesaper al yedei ze shivcho, one person he is praising when he says that, uve'echad hu over al yedei ze al isur lashon hara, and with regards to the other one, he is in transgression of the prohibition of Lashon Hara when he says that same sentence. Va'va'er devarai, I will clarify what I've just said, says the Chafetz Chaim. Kegon, for example, im yomar al ish, if he tells about a person, shachirim maspikim lo et mezono, that other people are supporting him, ve'en lo da'agat panasa, and he has no worries of how he will sustain himself. He learns 3 or 4 hours a day. We're on the fifth line of the sixth paragraph. The person who he's speaking about, he is actually shaming him when he says that, and that's called Lashon Hara. So if he's talking about someone who is in Kolel, someone who's supported by others with the intention that he will make good use of his time and learn all day, and then he says Chaim learns 3-4 hours a day, so then that's Lashon Hara. People expect him to learn 16 hours a day, and you said he learns 3-4 hours a day. V'im yomal ze gufa, but if he says the very same line abal habayit shetarud bepanasato, about someone who has to take care of his home, who has to work to make a living, who lo leshevach gadol, then he's giving him a great credit. The guy, even though he works so hard, he works, he runs a store, he takes care of his family, he's at home, he's at work, he still fits in 3-4 hours of learning a day. That's very impressive. Mechen kayotzev hazeh b'shanyanei mitzvot asei. The same is true with regards to other proactive commandments. Shetalui lefi mamon ha'ish, it depends on a person's financial standing. Kigon lechabed Shabbat, for example, in terms of honoring Shabbos. Shim yomar al echad mibalei batim hashfalim, shu motzi otzot kach v'chach al Shabbat kodesh. He say about someone who's not so well off, that he spends so much in honor of Shabbos, hu lo leshevach gadol, you're praising him. Look at how much he invests in making Shabbos special. V'zeguva, but the very same line, im yomar al mishu nechshav leish ashir, if you say the very same line about someone who's considered affluent, ech shehu midnei kach v'chach b'inyanei Shabbat Kodesh, you say the same line about him, about how he treats the Shabbos, lignai gadol yechashiv lo, you're actually shaming him very much. V'yelevuz b'inem avuzeh, people will look down at him when they hear that. V'lashon hara mikrei, and it's called Lashon Hara. The same is true with regards to giving charity. It depends on a person's wealth. You say, he just gave a donation of $1,000. So, well, for most people, $1,000 is a nice donation. You say, I met Bill Gates and he really likes our yeshiva. He gave $1,000. You look at it and say, I guess he doesn't really think highly of your yeshiva. Right? The same line depending on who you say it about. The same is true between man and his fellow man. Ben Adam lachaviro. Im yisaper al Adam beinoni, if he speaks about an average person, shemitnei kach v'chach im sechirav, you say this is how he deals with his hired help. Lo yelo ze lignai, you haven't shamed him by saying that. Im yisaper ze gufa lechashuv shebi Yisrael, but if you say about the most honorable person in Israel, shemitnei kach v'chach im sechirav umshartav, you say he yells at them every so often, he gets upset at them every so often, so then yelo ze lignai, people will look down at him. Oh, I thought he never gets upset. I thought he never yells. So the same line, depending on who you say it about, can be praise, or it could be putting the person down. V'cholkai gavna, and you have this in many similar circumstances. Alken, that's why, kashem me'od lehatik basefer, it's very difficult to write down in a book, It's very hard to try and encompass all the different ways people are stumble in this prohibition of Lashon Hara. He says, you want to rule, take what Maimonides writes. Atara leroshcha, where it is your crown, uzchoto tamid, and remember it always. Dechol davar, the general rule is, anything that one says, she'im yitparsem, that if that line were publicized, yuchali grom lachavero, it could cause one's friend, hezek begufo, harm in their wealth, in their body, I'm sorry, o bemamono, or their wealth, o leatzerlo, or to hurt him, o leafchido, or to scare him, harei ze lashon hara. That's lashon hara. I was in a yeshiva this week where one guy said to the next guy, are you leaving? So the second guy asked, why are you ask? He said, I hear the yeshiva's closing down. That line sparked such a panic in the yeshiva because someone heard the yeshiva's closing down. The rumor spread. Within 3 days, everyone was questioning whether they were continuing in the yeshiva. The guy managed to affect the whole yeshiva. He just asked one guy, are you leaving? Are you going to be here after Pesach? And the guy said, why do you ask? And he just said, I hear the yeshiva's closing down. Now I went, when I heard that line, I went right away to the head of the yeshiva and I said, I think a rumor's starting that the yeshiva's closing down. Are you thinking of closing down the yeshiva? And he said, no way, there's no such thought. There's no such, no one's entertaining such a thought. I said to him, well, if you don't want your students leaving, you better nip it in the bud because rumor's spreading. And he said, I don't mind. If people leave, let them leave. It'll be good to have a filtering process. We'll end up with only the best students. Those who want to go by rumors and leave, let them leave. Well, I don't know if he factored, but I visited the yeshiva again today, and by today I think 50% of the students aren't sure if they're continuing. So, one guy said a line. All it took was 3 days for it to spread. Maybe the place is closing down. Again, the head of the yeshiva told me, I'm not about to stop rumors. Anyone who wants to ask me could ask me. And anyone who wants to leave is welcome to leave. And if I end up with half the students, that's fine.
Is there any good reason he wouldn't want to stop the rumor or decided not to do it?
Yeah, because he had an open door policy. He let every student who wanted to join the yeshiva join. He went from a yeshiva of 50 students to almost 1,000 students in under a year. So he said, I had an open door policy coming in. I'm also going to have an open door policy going out.
Meaning he doesn't have to worry about the students?
He's not worried. He said to me, I let whoever wants join this yeshiva. He had zero filtering. And so he went literally from 50 students to almost 1,000. 2 months ago he was at 750 or 800. It was growing in numbers. He said, I grew very fast. And I don't mind if we filter out, if people can leave so easily just because a rumor spread. No one comes and asks us the question, so let them leave. I didn't ask them to come. I was nice enough to accept anyone who wanted to come. I don't have to fight to keep them here. A guy said a line. I hear the yeshiva's closing down. Okay, the line spread like wildfire. So, back to the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim says the golden rule. You want to know what you're allowed to say, what you're not allowed to say? The rule is, if this gets publicized, if the line I just said publicized, can it harm the person physically, monetarily? Can it hurt him? Can it scare him? Any one of those four, the Rambam says, is defined as Lashon Hara. Ve'yizaher achi, and be careful, brother, says the Chafetz Chaim. Shal yateh otcha yetzer, don't let your desire mislead you, saying the following. Halo amru chazal, our sages taught, kol mai da'alach sane, whatever you hate, lechamrach lo tevid, don't do to your friend, right? When the convert came and asked Hillel, summarize the Torah for me on one foot. So Hillel said, okay, the whole rule of the Torah is don't do unto others what you would not like done unto you. Vetitel omar, and a person could err and say, ma amarti alav, what did I already say about the person? Sheino lomed Torah, rak shalosh arba shaot. I only said that he learns only 3-4 hours a day. He's in Kolel, he should be learning 12 hours a day. Halo ayni mitzove leovto yoter mikamoni, I'm not supposed to love him more than I love myself. And I wish people would say about me that I learn 3 or 4 hours a day. Yeah, but that's because you're in a different situation than he is. Same is true with charity. People will sometimes say, so-and-so gave such and such a charity. and they mean to put him down. And then you say, but if they'd say that about me, it would be great, right? About me, it would be great, and about him, I'm putting him down. And all the examples we saw earlier. That's an error. The Chavanat HaGemara, when the Gemara said, Kol Maida Alach Sane, we turn to page Kuf Chaf, that whatever you hate, don't do unto others. Hainu imaita b'medrigato. That means if you're an equal with him in all matters that relate to this, if you were his equal, then would it bother you? Then don't do it unto others. Then ayazet davar ze sanui lecha. So we all know the devil's in the details. It really matters who you said it about, what time you said it about, what place you said it about. And it doesn't matter if I would love people to say it about me. If by my saying it about him, so then I am shaming him. So then lashon hara umin adin. That is lashon hara. And it doesn't matter that I say, I wouldn't mind if people say it about me, but does he mind? It wouldn't hurt me if someone would say that. Yeah, but does it hurt him? It wouldn't affect my business, but does it affect his? So the Chafetz Chaim says the rule is, what is the impact on others? And that's where we have to gauge. If what I said gets publicized, and that's the big if. If a person openly hurts someone else's business, that's already beyond Lashon Hara. That's damaging. I go to someone who's selling him goods, and I say, you can't trust him to pay. The guy doesn't pay. He says he'll pay you later, and he doesn't pay. I've openly harmed him. Obviously, if I fabricated it or I just came through his business. Lashon Hara is where the effect is not obvious. I have to be concerned that maybe what I said will be publicized. And if it gets publicized, how will it affect him? That's Lashon Hara. Even though right now, I don't know that it will affect him. Lashon Hara is where I have to be concerned, what happens now that I've given this information over? What happens if it spreads? That's where I gauge if it spreads, will it hurt him? Will it affect his financial status? Will it pain him? Will it scare him? That's what I have to gauge. Yes.